Hey y'all, before we jump into today's episode, we would like to invite you to a special event we're hosting on May 30th called Women in Whiskey. Join us for an adult field trip filled with Southern fun at the Jack Daniel's Distillery right here in our home state of Tennessee. Get ready to learn while sipping. We will be taking a private tour of the distillery, enjoy a barbecue lunch on the beautiful hillside, and partake in early happy hour with cocktails provided by Jack Daniel's as we listen in on a conversation with women who work in the industry. The conversation will be led by yours truly, your hosts of the Steel Magnolias Podcast. Learn more about the event at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com. You can grab your tickets there, and we cannot wait to see you on May 30th. And now, on with the show.
Georgia's Blue Ridge and the Copper Basin is a scenic area of mountains, rivers, waterfalls, and forests. If you want a place to spend a day outdoors, ride your motorcycle, or maybe even go whitewater rafting, join us at the table to hear more about this area where Tennessee and Georgia meet.
Welcome to the Steel Magnolias Podcast. We are two sisters here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
The South is full of beautiful diversity in landscape, people groups, and culture, and we want to showcase each part. We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up your chair.
Welcome back to Lainey's Kitchen Table. I'm Laura Beth.
And I'm Lainey, just back from a little jaunt to Blue Ridge, Georgia.
That's right. And I am just so excited to hear about your trip because I just have this feeling. It's just so pretty. And I know there's like a lot of hiking and retreat centers and just different things like that that are in and around this area. So I just suspect that it's got good nature and good things to talk about. So
Well, I was at a retreat, and so I didn't get to spend, I mean, I was there in that region for many, many days, but really only got to explore a little.
Yeah.
So.
She's so faithful to y'all. Like, she went, you know, with having in mind, I have a little, like, an hour before I'm supposed to be there.
So I'm going to go see a couple things.
I'm going to try and leave at this time so I can stop on this, at this on the way out.
And I did it. Even though I didn't feel good that morning I left, I said I was going to leave around 7. I didn't leave till like 7:38. But that's pretty dang good. I do love my people.
Earlier than a lot of people would have left, especially just for podcast content. But you love it so much.
I did it. Well, so yes, I drove straight to Blue Ridge, Georgia. And it was, it's one of those situations from where I was coming from. I lost an hour going, gained an hour coming home.
Yeah. Is this about a 3.5 hour drive?
But it was about, I want to say 3:45.
Okay. Okay. So did you go through Chattanooga?
I went through Chattanooga. Okay. And then I think it was like towards Cleveland. And over that way. And my very first stop was I went to a apple orchard in Blue Ridge that I had heard about. I'm guessing you say it Mercier.
Oh no,
it's here we go.
It's your turn to get some comments.
Mercier. And this is a huge apple orchard, like 300 acres.
Whoa.
They have all different varieties of apples. You can go year round, do different activities, right? So there's blueberry and strawberry picking if that's in season. There's, you know, apple picking if that's in season.
Because apple picking would mostly be in the fall, right?
Right. Yeah. That's
good.
Right.
Good.
Yeah. So I didn't do any picking or anything, but I did do a little shopping.
Yes.
And brought home some hard ciders and some non-alcoholic ciders. Both were excellent.
Well, I get to sip on the hard cider right now, and it is delicious. It tastes so fresh, like it's fresh squeezed.
Yeah, so that one's called Legends. They had several different ones, but you can do a tasting there at the orchard.
Okay.
And it has a huge gift shop. And so in addition to selling their apples, selling their apple butters and their ciders. They had muscadine products, which we could link to that in our show notes about muscadines that grow here in the South. Anyway, lots to choose from. It also had other products they make, chow chows. And
oh, you brought mom chow chow, didn't you?
Some hot good. Chow chow.
I was going to say, oh gosh, don't say it out loud if you didn't bring some home.
Yes. And they also had some local honeys. They also had various wines that are made in that region.
Oh, cool.
Instead of having to go to all of the wineries, yes. just there at this orchard gift shop, you could buy the wines from the region. Shopping. So it was a great gift shop, and they also had like a restaurant.
Okay.
Which I wasn't hungry for much at the time.
Probably had some really good apple pie and apple things.
They're known for their fried pies. Oh, and yum. So that would have been a really fun thing to try, but I didn't partake of that.
Thank you for bringing the cider home. It's delicious.
Yeah.
How did you know about this orchard? Did you just find it?
I was just kind of looking things up and what was in the area. And you see this on pretty much every list. They literally have like, it looks like about 15, 20 different apple. More than that.
I didn't even know that more than 15 existed.
Oh, they Whoa. Have tons of varieties. And it tells you what's, you know, in July, August, September, October, what's in season.
Oh, okay. So this is coming out during March. So what would be there during March?
Well, they did have apples for sale, but I don't know that they would be fresh picked. Okay. I guess maybe this is what you can go pick.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
Or something like that. Gotcha. Anyhow, that was a really fun stop.
Yeah.
And I think if you were just cutting through that area of town or you wanted a day trip, mm-hmm. it would be a great one.
Was it crowded?
It was not crowded. I was there at maybe 2:00 in the afternoon on a Thursday.
Yeah.
So that's probably why.
Yeah.
On that Saturday, they were going to have live music and llamas and... Like all kinds of fun things to bring the family to have a whole day there.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
That is so fun. All right.
Mercier Orchards, or let me know how to say it if I'm saying it wrong. Blue Ridge actually has a whole lot to offer, though. There was many restaurants to choose from, but it was 2:00, so I was kind of like...
Yeah,
you're just
right there.
I'm going to be
between.
Having dinner at this retreat at like 6:00. So, so I stopped at a place to have a bowl of soup and I wanted to try some fresh local trout.
Okay.
Because that's a thing in the Blue Ridge. So I didn't necessarily want to have like a whole big piece of fish.
Yeah.
But I saw that they had a smoked trout dip.
Okay.
So I ordered that in a bowl of cauliflower soup.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I was so disappointed in this trout dip because it was cold. Like, I think of trout dip as hot or warm.
I thought it was cold, too.
Well, it was cold and I didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, regardless of the dip, if you're expecting it to be one way or the other.
I just thought it was going to be warm and delicious, and it was cold and not delicious. So I won't even tell you where I was.
Cauliflower soup.
Oh, it was good.
Really?
It was good.
Okay.
Yeah. I've made that before, too. Like, it's pureed, so it's not like it's
not cauliflower
in broth. It's not like that. It's pureed and... Anyway.
Somebody's a cauliflower lover and sounds like... Oh,
but I also thought mine was better than this. Oh. So there you go. I'm not going to mention this restaurant.
Now you definitely can't name the restaurant.
Though I will say the place was really pretty. Like the river literally ran behind it. And it had like a lodge kind of look.
Okay.
But if you're having a meal, a lunch or a dinner, I would try the fresh trout like for lunch. Because that's a thing. And I think that would be fun to try. Because you can... Catch it right there.
That's amazing. Yeah, so I'm sure you're going to talk about rivers because that's
a big part
of this area.
So I was even a little confused in my driving, and so I'm going to go ahead and set y'all straight before you make the trip. The Toccoa River becomes the Ocoee River.
Didn't know that.
So I was so confused because I'm like, well, I thought that was the Ocoee, but this is the Toccoa, like what's going on? And when it's in Georgia, it's Toccoa. And then when it gets into Tennessee, it's a Coe.
Well, thank you.
So it's the same river.
Did not know that.
And I didn't know that, and I was completely confused.
I wonder if rivers normally change names when they enter new states. Well, the Mississippi River doesn't.
No, I don't know. That's an I wonder why. And as I'm saying that, I'm like, maybe the Toccoa River becomes the Ocoee, but the Ocoee's its own thing, and True. I don't know.
All right, now we're getting into places we don't have.
That's so true, because I am not...
Stick to what we know.
I am not a ranger. Anyhow.
Okay, so you were looking for the Ocoee.
Well, I have rafted the Ocoee.
I have too.
In the North Carolina part.
Okay.
And so I, you know, passed a lot of places that were Ocoee River rafting.
Yes.
And so I'm like, now this restaurant is on the Toccoa. I'm so confused. But it is all one and the same.
Okay.
Apparently, it changes names. So anyhow, you will see a lot of river rafting places along the way. Now, on a Thursday at 2, they were pretty dead. But I'm sure on the weekends they're hopping, especially in season when...
These are legit courses. Some of the Summer Olympics in 96 took place
on this very river.
Yeah.
So, and there's different companies that offer different lengths of time and different rapids. Yes. Like, how serious do you want to be about this?
Right. We took the youth group one time, and I think we did kind of the whatever the middle range is. Okay. And I thought it was still pretty
exciting.
Yeah. I didn't want to say scary, but yeah. Exciting.
I think the group I was with, it was my friend Sean and some of his guy friends. And like, there was a group, we were a co-ed group, and I think we went kind of middle of the road too, and it was pretty exciting. I mean,
you've got young people, teenagers especially, or co-ed, you kind of have to go with what push the envelope a little bit,
right?
With what to everybody's keep them comfortable engaged, with,
because every or they're gonna think it's so boring.
Gosh, yeah.
And there was times people could have flipped out. Mm-hmm. No one did. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Gosh.
But yeah, so that's a big thing in the area is river rafting. So you'll definitely see that. This is a very artsy town.
Okay.
Lot of different artsy shops and things like that. And then there's even a Blue Ridge Mountain Art Center in the historic courthouse in downtown Blue Ridge that houses exhibits. They have a pottery and kiln studio, different galleries, an in-residence program. I didn't make it to that.
Seems like just nature and art just go hand in hand.
So true.
So well together. So this doesn't surprise me at all that they've
beauty
got...
Beauty makes you want to create
more beauty. Yes.
So true. Yeah.
Iron sharpens iron.
Beauty begets beauty. Yeah. Now, two of the greatest outdoor adventures in the world begin right here in this area. In Fannin County, Georgia, and that is both the Appalachian Trail and the Benton McKay Trail.
Okay.
So they start at the top of Springer Mountain.
Okay.
And I think that was like 12 miles from where I was.
Okay.
So I didn't make that track to see the sign that says Appalachian Trail begins here.
I never know. Is that always the beginning or do some people end there?
I'm guessing you could go either way.
I guess you could go either way.
So
yeah. But if they're,
Depends on.
I'm getting to the line where I'd have
where
no
we
business.
Don't know. Things we don't know. But there are literally, I read 300 miles of hiking trails in that area. Like, not just, you don't have to be as serious as Appalachian trail hiker. There's waterfalls galore. I think I read there was 16 waterfalls within a short drive of Blue Ridge. And they actually have a self-guided waterfall map that you can download from the website blueridgemountains.com.
Okay.
So we can link to that in our show notes. But just beauty all around. I saw tons of motorcyclists. There was lots of areas right next to the river with lots of picnic tables where people have, just brought their own lunch. Which that would even be a fun thing to grab some lunch from that orchard and then drive and have a picnic. They even had places where you could picnic. They had a big pond
a
little area where you could walk. So you could just eat on the property of that orchard.
I wonder, terrain-wise, if this is friendly towards those that are less mobile, or if you've got a...
Around that pond was pretty flat. Okay, so you could just have a nice walk there.
Good, okay.
But yeah, I'm sure it varies.
Well, yeah.
Because I knew it would... you're literally in the mountains.
Yeah, that's why the hiking's so prevalent, is people like just strenuous paths. And,
yes.
Yeah.
There was the Cherokee National Forest in part of my drive. Okay. So we're kind of on the edge of lots of things. We were even, I was starting to see a lot of signs for Murphy, North Carolina, because you're getting really close to the edge of that as well.
Wow, you really are. I'm looking at a map now. That's crazy.
So Blue Ridge had just lots to offer as far as things to see. They have a lot of breweries and wineries, both. So if that's your thing... beer or wine, lots of places you could make a little trek and hit some of those. Yeah, it was a fun stop.
I'm going to be in Toccoa next month, actually.
Okay.
In April, I'll be there. And so I'm looking at different ways that I could get there to go. I guess I'll go through Blue Ridge, it looks like, because I want to pass through Tallulah Falls. And that was one of those waterfalls, I'm sure, that was in the massive list that you went through. Because I've heard it's really pretty. But gosh, this whole area is just like crazy windy roads. I can see why the motorcyclists have fun.
Oh, yeah. And it was so cool, the portion that you drive where you're literally next to the river.
Oh, wow.
I love roads like that. Like, you know, when you're driving to Asheville and you're by that French Broad River and it's just going right next to you. Well, this was bigger than the French Broad.
Okay.
But so beautiful to drive next to the water.
Yes. How cool.
Yeah. So I was really enjoying that drive.
Relaxing. Yeah.
It's funny, too. My little car needs a car wash badly because I drove up mountains.
You kicked and up some like, dirt.
Yeah, I really did. So, time for a car wash. Well, there is a couple other towns I want to mention.
Oh, okay, cool.
Also right there.
All right.
In that same area.
Looking at the map.
So, right together is McKaysville, Georgia.
Okay. Yeah, I see McKaysville. That's kind of north of there.
Okay. Yeah. And then its twin city is Copper Hill, Tennessee.
Okay.
So they are just side by side, and it's hilarious because, in fact, I'll send you a picture that I took that is like where they meet together, you know.
Is it a dividing line?
And they have the blue line that shows in the town kind of which is on what one side and what's on the other.
Oh, my goodness. How
and
crazy.
Again, this area had lots of cute like breweries and restaurants. Not a real big area.
Okay.
Has a Cuban restaurant that I went to.
Ooh.
To have lunch.
That sounds unique.
On my way home.
Yeah.
And yeah, they had all kinds of cute little shops and things. So again, I don't know that you'd want to spend like a week here or anything like that unless you're camping, hiking.
But if it were like, you know, 10 minutes from where you were planning to stop spend for your, lunch anyway, maybe choose this. Yeah.
As your stop, because it was just kind of some independent places. Yeah. Yeah. And
this, when cities like this are coexist, like you're talking about on the state line like that. I have so many questions. Like I'm like thinking
tax dollars.
Tax purposes. Now, I think we are already in the Eastern time zone in this area you're talking about,
yes,
right?
So that doesn't mess
so
with you.
So that's not too much. But, you know, I'm even thinking for different laws that are in effect. I noticed on some of the recent, you know, we had snow in the south, which is a big deal for us down here. And now we have potholes everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
And I saw that somebody that was videoing the difference between an Alabama and Tennessee major highway that both had potholes.
Who had
one
fixed?
One side had taken care of it and the other had not. So,
interesting.
Go Vols. But, you know, it was just those things happen.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, well, obviously, they're county, you know, there's county lines, there's state lines for a reason. So that's where they stop the work.
Yeah.
I remember that one time, one time that Dad was sharing with me, there was a restaurant in Brentwood, Tennessee, where we grew up, where half of the restaurant was in Davidson County and half was in Williamson County. So I think like the bar was in set up
No way.
To be in the restaurant side that was in Davidson County.
Because more is allowed there than was allowed something in the like Brentwood that. Area. Yeah. Now, that's funny.
Liquor license, liquor taxes, something like that. So, okay, I'm sorry to interrupt
that
you.
That is so funny. Well, no. Well, McKaysville was just a cute little town. It's sometimes called the State Line City. For okay. various, obviously, mm-hmm. it's because it's right there on the line. It was established as a copper mining town, so you'll hear this called the Copper Basin.
Okay.
These two cities. Now it's just lots of shops and okay. that kind of thing, but they also have some really fun events around, like, Independence Day fireworks and some events at Christmas time mm-hmm. and things like that. And I was really smitten with the fact that there is a running train from Blue Ridge to these two little towns. Of
really?
And it runs from March. This year it'll start up March 2nd.
Okay.
But it typically runs March through December.
Oh, so basically year-round.
Basically year-round. They do all their maintenance in January, February. But there's two choices. You can do the two-hour trip, mm-hmm. which is literally you don't get off the train. You just right. make the trip, yes. see all the beauty yeah. of the area. Or they do a four-hour trip, which okay. I thought this sounded really perfect. You go from Blue Ridge. So mm-hmm. if you wanted to shop or something, do your Blue Ridge shopping first or last.
Okay.
Get on the train. You go 1 hour.
Yeah.
Get off for 2 hours.
Okay.
So you get to play around in those yeah. towns. And then get back on and ride an hour.
How fun.
So it's 4 hours total, but yeah. either way, you're 2 hours on the train. So I thought that sounded really fun.
And I bet it sells out quickly in the fall, because this fall foliage would
probably.
Be so pretty.
And again, they do trains where you get to go and then see the fireworks or okay. see the,
yes.
you know,
yeah.
different activities Planet. That are going on. So I think that could be a really fun Gosh. Adventure for a family.
Yes.
And so we can link in the show notes to the Blue Ridge Scenic Railway okay. as well.
Cool.
That's a fun option.
Trains are just so nostalgic and romantic and all things wonderful. But I guess, yeah, I guess that January, February, I don't know if you said, I guess that's like their time off to.
Yeah, they do all the maintenance on the tracks and the trains and all of that fun. In those months. And that happened to be when I fell in being there. But that's all right.
Sometimes you just can't do it all. Okay, now you're going to have to tell us about copper mining if you have something to say about it. Because I guess I never think about copper being mined.
Yeah, well, so me either. And I'm just going to read some information I have from the history of Copper Hill, Tennessee.
Oh, there you go. That sounds like a good source.
Yes. So, again, in this little town, it's in the southeast corner of the state. And deposits were found in 1843 in the Copper Basin.
Okay.
And so after the discovery of copper ore, it was a rush to start mining.
Okay.
So there was more than 30 mining operations that would spring up over the next few years. And mining companies used smelting to separate the copper from the rocks and cut timber to fuel the smelters. I don't even know what all that means. But now, yeah. that is no more. In okay. this area. Okay. It's strictly, you know, just a thing of the past.
Right.
But it's still called the Copper Basin. And it still kind of does have an old mining town feel.
Really?
Yeah. It's just historic buildings. And it does kind of feel like you're in an old time
yeah.
town.
Yeah.
It's so funny, too. They have this old bridge that's just for looks that's there mm-hmm. in the area now. And the water that goes under the bridge is the Toccoa River, and then the water that comes out on the other side is the Ocoee because it's where the state line is. So a lot of people will do pictures.
Ops.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of biking, hiking. If finding something fun outdoorsy in a new place is something you're looking for, this might be the place you come.
And the warmer weather is coming. It's coming. I can just...
We're getting the teasers.
It's cold today, but it's coming. Yes. So, yeah, those outdoor teasers. Activities are just around the corner.
I saw lots of people walking dogs, you know, even in the town. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's so fun. Well, you went on the trip and you came back with the information, but I just get curious sometimes on like looking up places to stay on Airbnb.
Yeah.
Like, what do they have to offer? You know, are there, do you have to stay way out of town or are there places? Oh, y'all, there are some cool cabins, cottages, some that have river coming right through the property. Oh, this is like dreamy places to stay. So,
and I will say this is not going to be, you know, whether this is, you take this as it's a good or a bad, this is not like a super chic place.
Yeah.
Like the Highlands, North Carolina or right. something like that. This is not that. This is like rustic.
Yeah.
More
truly outdoorsy people.
Truly outdoorsy people. In fact, I wish, yeah, some of the little retreat center that I was at was truly outdoorsy yes. too. I mean, it was, you know, trails to get to your dinner and
oh my goodness.
Yeah. Very outdoorsy.
People that are one with the earth. Yes.
That's right.
Well, thanks for reporting back. Yeah. I've been very curious about that area and
sounds like you may be going through
I'm
soon
going,
too.
I'm going very close to that. And so, yeah, I want to try and map it such that I hit the right way because there's all these windy roads. So there are different ways that you can get to some of these cities. But yeah, you've highlighted some good ones. And we'll be back next week with more great Southern conversations. We've been really excited to introduce you all to some people that we've been meeting lately that we think have some really great stories. So
yeah.
The season is well underway. And again, we're just having so much fun sharing Southern culture with y'all. So we will see you back here, same time, same place next week.
Peace be with y'all.
You've just listened to an episode of the Steel Magnolias Podcast, an independent show funded solely on support from listeners like you. And a few advertisers from time to time. For reminders of what we just said and links to what we just mentioned, take a look at the description of this episode. They are right there. Are you enjoying the show? We hope you'll text a friend or loved one to tell them about this podcast. And make sure they know how to get to a podcast first. We invite you to join our mailing list to be the first to know about episodes, giveaways, and events. Sign up at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com.